So let's review. Zakt the Mishnah, Yisaymin Shesamcho Itzel Balabayis, Oishamin Lehenavin Apitropis, Chayev La'asa Perisem. If orphans relied on an adult to advise them in their affairs, or their father appointed an adult to handle their affairs, the Chum initiated that he must separate Trumas and Maisus from the Yisaymin's fruits. The Gemara questions this Takana from a contradicting Braisa, which states, Atem V'loi Shutafen, Atem V'loi Arisen, Atem V'loi Apitropin, V'loi Hator Meshe'ina Shaloi. The pasuk that refers to Truma mentions the exclusive word Atem, that one can separate Truma only from his own fruits. However, a partner, a worker, or apitropis cannot separate Truma from someone else's fruits without the owner's consent. Apparently, an apitropis cannot separate Truma from the Yisaymin's fruits since they do not have das to consent. The Gemara reconciles Loi Kasha. Kan lahachal kan laniach. An apitropis can separate Trumas or Maisus only from the Yisaymin's fruits that are meant to be eaten while they are minors, based on the Takanas Chacham, but it cannot separate Trumas and Maisus from the fruits that will be put away until they mature, because as Rashi explains, the Kishigadlu Yasrim Haim, the Yisaymin themselves will separate it later. The Gemara cites a Braisa that mentions this distinction as well as other functions an apitropis may or may not do. Apitropin termin umaastrin lahachal v'loy laniach. An apitropis can separate Trumas and Maisus from the fruits that the Yisaymin will eat, but not for the fruits that will be put away. Umaychrin lahen behema avodim shvachis batim sodis ukramim lahachal avloy laniach. The apitropis may sell the Yisaymin's animals, servants, houses, fields, and vineyards, only to raise money for their sustenance, but not to be put away because, as Rashi explains, shemiyignuvu, the money might be stolen, or mishum shvach besavi and noiv kavod hulam, the Yisaymin would rather keep their father's assets for its sentimental value. Umaychulen peiros yenois shmanim beslosses lahachal avloy laniach. The apitropis may sell for the Yisaymin fruits, wine, oil, and flour, only to raise money for their sustenance, but not to put away. And the apitropis spends the Yisaymin's money only on mitzvahs sheyesh lekitzva, which have a limited cost, such as sefer Torah, tefillin, the mezuzahs, megillah, and lulav varava v'sukkah, betzitzis v'sheifer. However, ve'ein paiskin aleim tzedakah ve'ein poidin aleim es ha'shvuyin. He does not spend their money on mitzvahs that do not have a limited cost, such as tzedakah and redeeming captives. After teaching several other things that the apitropis may and may not do, the Braisa concludes, V'tzarach l'chashav imon b'achreina. As the Mishnah states, the apitropis must make a shvur to the Yisaymin that he did not misappropriate any of their money. P'shim b'gam lilo me'ein etzarach. He does not need to make a shvur, as the Gemara later explains, because iramis le'a shvur, osi limnuye. People will refrain from becoming an apitropis to avoid swearing. Ein ois an apitropin nashim v'avadim uktanim. Bezdin does not appoint as an apitropis a woman, servant, or minor. However, v'eminen, avi yisaymin hershus b'yadai. The father may appoint them to be an apitropis. Before we proceed, we must clarify the following halachas. Hedyid kainim etatlin b'meshicha. When a private person buys a movable item from one another person, the sale is finalized only when he pulls the item into his domain. However, mo'is in kainis. The sale is not final if he only paid money to the seller, but did not perform meshicha. Therefore, the lekech or meicher can still retract. However, the Gemara in Bava Metzia mentions that the one who retracts may be cursed with a misha para. Hektish kaina bekesef. If Hektish buys or sells an item, the sale is final only when the money is paid. However, the sale is not final if only meshicha was performed, because the pasuk that refers to Hektish states v'nasen hakesef v'kamli. Now, Shmuel says, Nichsi Yisaymin harehen kehektish v'loy makne ela bekaspa. The assets of Yisaymin are considered like Hektish, and that the sale is final only with kesef, but not with meshicha. This takana was made for their benefit, and the Gemara now explains how this is applicable in various scenarios. Mashach peri miyasme. Where the Yisaymin sold their fruits to a person, and the lekech made only meshicha, and then iyakar, the price went up. In this case, the Yisaymin can retract and request the higher price, because the sale was not yet final, since their kinyan is only with kesef, but not with meshicha. However, zol, if the price went down, the lekech cannot be chayzer, even though there was no kinyan kesef yet, because the yisaymin cannot be treated worse than a hedyid for whom meshicha is a final kinyan. Amshicha lehu peri liyasmi, where the yisaymin purchased fruits from a person and they made only meshicha. If a yaker, the meicher cannot be chayzer, even though there was no kesef, because lo yehi koyech hedyid chamim mehektish, and there was a meshicha. However, if zoil, the Yisoymin cannot be Chayzer either, even though there was no Kesef, because Rao he lidduhu, the Zimnin de Mitztarch leperi, veleka de Yavluhu ad Yavizuzi. This would be detrimental to them, because if they will need fruits and have no money available, nobody will sell them peris, only if they pay up front and the sale is final. Yavi Yasmi Zuzi aperi. If the Yisoymin purchased fruits and paid only Kesef, Ifzel, the Yisoymin can be Chayzer, even though there was Kesef, because lo yehei koich had yud chomem in a hektish, and there was no mashicha. However, if a yaker, the meicher also can be chayzer, even though there was kesef, because haroi he ledehu, the asel lemeimelu who nisrifu chidchem ba'aliyah. This would be detrimental to the assignment, because if a fire breaks out, the meicher will not attempt to save the fruits because the sale was already final. Yavelu zuzi liyas me'aperi. If the assignment sold fruits and the lekeach only paid money, but not yet do mashicha, if a yaker, the yisoymin can be chayzer, even though there was kesef, because lo yehei koich had yitcham mehektash, and there was no mashicha. However, if zoil, the lekeach, can also be chayzer, even though there was kesef, because haro hu ledidhu, the zimin de mitztarch lezuzi, veleka de yavluhu, ad de yavlu peri. This would be detrimental to them. If they need money and have no peris yet, the lekeach would only buy the peris if they have the actual peris and the sale is final. In conclusion, Nichsi Yisemin HaRein Kehektish is only applicable if Mashach Peri Miyasmi and Iyaker, because the Yisemin, as the Meichrim, do not lose out. However, in all other cases, the Yisemin are considered like a Hedyit, because they would lose out if they were to be considered like Hektish. The Mishnah continues, Apotropos Sheminu Avi Yisemin Yishava. If the father appointed an Apotropos, the Tanakhama holds that when the orphan's mature and he's no longer needed, he must make a shvua that he did not misappropriate any of their money, and there is no concern for ira misalei shvua asalam nuye. He will refrain from becoming an apotropos to avoid becoming mechuyev b'shvua, because as the Gemara explains, ilav de isli hanav minei lo hava le apotropos. Usually he becomes an apotropos only to return a favor that he received from the father. Therefore, mishum shvua lo asalam nuye. However, minu bezdin lo yishava. If Bezdin appointed apotropos, he does not make a shvuah because milsa ba'amahu de avid lebeidina. He becomes an apotropos only to do Bezdin a favor, and he ramas le shvuah asalam noye. Abishal disagrees and says chilaf advarim, just the opposite. Mino Bezdin yishava, and there's no concern for iramas le shvuah asalam noye because ba'hi hanod de konafigale kala de inish mehem nahu da samichale beidina. He becomes an apotropos so that it becomes known that Bezdin considers him a trustworthy person. Therefore, Mishum Shvua Loi Asilam Nuye. However, Mino Avi Yisaymin Loi Yeshava. Because Milsa Ba'amahu Da Abdi Lahadadi. The favor that he received from the father was not a significant monetary benefit. Therefore, Iramas Alei Shvua Asilam Nuye.